This is your Bloomberg ETF report for Tuesday, June 6th. He's considered a smart beta ETF pioneer, and he has a warning. Here's Rob Arnott, the co-founder of Research Affiliates.
I'm urging caution for a very simple reason. It's human nature to engage in performance chasing. We all do it. We're tempted to buy more of whatever has given us joy and profit, and to get rid of whatever's given us pain and losses.
Arnott says he's urging investors to think twice before they leap and pay closer attention to relative valuations than to past performance. Arnott's firm decided to write a paper on the issue.
We went back historically and we asked the question, does relative valuation matter for smart beta strategies? Well, yes, it does. If they're trading expensive relative to their own history, their subsequent performance is poor. If they're trading cheap relative to their history, their subsequent performance is great. Well, that makes sense. The thing that I found amusing was that the paper stirred so much controversy because all it was saying is buy low, sell high.
Arnott's website launched a tool this year to help investors assess different smart beta and factor ETFs, including relative valuations and smart beta strategies.
We're also trying to encourage the investment management community to provide more information. We think that in addition to providing historical performance, investment managers should provide current valuations.
Arnott remains optimistic about the future of smart beta and its possibilities.
It's interesting. People think that I'm saying smart beta is suddenly a bad idea. No, I'm not saying that at all. I think it's wonderful to see all this product proliferation and product innovation. I'm saying now that you've got all these tools, use them carefully. Look before you leap.
And he adds, if you don't understand an ETF, don't invest in it. Arnott says that with an ever-richer ETF toolkit, there are a lot of great things happening in the industry. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Catherine Cowdery.